This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Friday, my love, glad to see ya. And you bought a bottle of weekend with you too. Ooh, come on in. Thanks for listening. Hey, we'll go over a list of America's most bug-infested cities and anyone remembering last week's story on Houston police's rat problem in their narcotics evidence room. Yeah, may not be surprised to know H-Town made the list. Near the top, coming up.
My favorite stories of the day.
But before we get into flying cockroaches and coked up rats eating into weed and psychedelic mushroom packages in a police lockup, let's start with this greenish streak of light caught on camera appearing to fall out of the night sky in Ontario, Canada. So on Tuesday night, someone in Sitchville caught the footage on their doorbell camera. Now, when northern lights pop up in the sky, it will many times give off greenish hues, but this was not that. Now, the camera footage played on CTV News showed what looked like a large, bright, greenish-white fireball streaking off into the distance. Now, an astronomer tells CTV it may have been a meteor or maybe space junk from a broken-up satellite, but it was likely not one of the solar system's planets lining up now in the night sky for the so-called planet parade that we also went over on Tuesday. Nah, it's not as if the planets got into a beef and tossed one out of the parade, so yeah, probably a meteor or space junk. Now, football fans may have caught a shot of Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown looking bored on the sidelines, reading a book while sitting on the bench, as his Eagles beat up the Green Bay Packers 2 weeks ago. By the way, cannot wait for the conference championship games this Sunday. Eagles and Commanders, Chiefs, Bills. I'll make no jokes here about refs and the Chiefs, but because cameras caught Brown on the bench reading a book during the game 2 weeks ago, a lot of people watching looked a bit closer to see what he could possibly be reading that's better than watching his team win. And when I say a lot of people, I mean it, because Amazon on Monday let author Jim Murphy know that his self-help book that Brown was reading, Inner Excellence, shot up to number one on Amazon's bestseller list. Talk about a shock. The book moved up to number one from its previous spot at 523,497. AJ Brown could start a side hustle as an influencer. Now to pest control company Terminix. Just put out a list of the top 50 U.S. cities with the most pests. And we'll whittle it down to the top 10. But let's skip to number 2, Houston, where Shipley's Donuts rule and big cockroaches fly. Yeah, they crawl up on walls and trees and fly at ya. So, yes, flying cockroaches and drugged up rats in the police department's drug evidence room could explain H-Town earning second on Terminix's list, right behind Dallas, Fort Worth, at number one for the most pest-infested city in the country. Lone Star State wins. And rounding out the top 10, Los Angeles at 3, then Atlanta, San Francisco at 5, and then Honolulu, followed by New York, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Florida, with Columbus, Ohio at 9, and Miami, Fort Lauderdale, rounding out the top 10 of most pest-infested cities in the country. Congrats. I think. Back in a moment.
A relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibinac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibinac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibinac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch.
Ask your doctor about
Sibinac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards. Wow.
And now for the world around us.
There are no shortage of videos posted online of some young person in New York City, usually in Brooklyn, standing on top of a moving subway train, subway surfing. And every once in a while, we hear news stories of how badly that level of thrill-seeking and clout-chasing can end. People do fall or get knocked off and die. Not the thing to do for popularity, at least if trying to live to enjoy the clout and possible stuntman audition. But a 40-year-old man in Germany was not trying to impress movie casting agents. No, he was just trying to smoke a cigarette. So the Hungarian native had his bags on the bullet train, but he was standing on the platform smoking when the Inner City Express ICE train closed the doors and pulled off. So cops say the guy jumped between two train cars and hung on for almost 19 miles or 30 kilometers while that ICE bullet train hit up to 175 miles per hour. His hair had to be a mess. People who saw this told a train operator, who then made an unscheduled stop on the six-hour trip, which the Hungarian man ended up finishing inside a train car once he got back on at the unscheduled stop. But once they got to the scheduled stop in Nuremberg, state police came, arrested the guy, after also finding out he never paid for a ticket in the first place. The 40-year-old man is expected to face misdemeanor charges for an act disruptive to operations, but he'll have a story to tell for the rest of his life. And so will a pet cat named Mittens, also with a travel story to tell now to anyone who can understand cat, because the 8-year-old Mittens was left in its cage in the cargo hold of a flight from New Zealand to Australia last Monday, the 13th, and poor little Mittens ended up making 3 trips in 24 hours between New Zealand and Australia. Their family was on a one-way flight from Christchurch to their new home in Melbourne and told reporters they waited 3 hours in the freight area before grounds crew workers broke it to her that Mittens was still on board for another 7.5-hour flight back to New Zealand. AP is reporting the plane's pilot did turn on the heat in the cargo area after being told that Mittens had been stuck down there in the cage that airline officials say was hidden by a wheelchair, which is why baggage handlers missed the kitty. And Air New Zealand got Mittens back to Melbourne, Australia on the next return trip with a little weight loss from not eating, but was otherwise okay. Well, the family told reporters Mittens is not usually an affectionate cat, but they say she's been cuddling up with all of them left and right since being returned. Back in a moment. But first, before we break, a word from a colleague.
It's the Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real Hip Hop and R&B matters. The Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
Where are you going looking like that?
Relationships can be tough if the significant other is like this.
Who is this guy who keeps liking all your posts? He in your DMs too?
So for women who need a break, there's Sibonac. This chewable gummy will relax your nerves, ease tensions, and help you forget you once had better options.
Sorry, I just had a lot on my mind.
Sibonac. Spelled forwards or backwards, Sibonac's fast-acting tetrahydrocannabinol is an all-natural active ingredient that will dull all held-in frustrations over his shortcomings and allow for peaceful nights.
I'll bet your ex is still up. Why don't you call him?
Even if your loved one is being extra, ask your doctor about Sibonac. Side effects include munchies, forgetfulness, dry mouth, and sudden urges to search the house for long-lost items. More serious effects include the hairstyle and wardrobe changes, unemployed friends sleeping over and settling for substandard men. Users have experienced weight gain, depression as a result, and a loss of long hair after an impromptu trip to the beautician. Ask your doctor about Sibonac. Or not.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Somebody threw a tray of cheesy nachos onto the ice in the middle of Tuesday night's NHL game between the Edmonton Oilers and Washington Capitals. And, you know, it made me wonder, what's up with fans who spend good money on food and drinks just to literally throw it all away? Now, I checked and found a blogger posted menu pics at Rogers Arena. Regular nachos there going for $12, $11.99. And the cheesy tortillas splattered on the ice early in the third and final period did not end up helping the home team. Oilers still lost 3-2, and the Capitals goalie still stopped the shot that was coming when the nachos went flying. They flew and splattered down towards the middle of the ice. But this, you know, this happens enough at arenas and stadiums in hockey and football. Bottles thrown on a field in Cleveland 20 years ago. I covered that. And let's not forget the Detroit Pistons fan who flung a drink almost 20 years ago, too, and hit Ron Artest, basically starting the Malice in the Palace fight in the stands and on the court. That was a nationally televised NBA game, and drinks cost around $10. So maybe we should stop complaining about ticket and concession prices if not stopping our buddies or crazy cousins from throwing nachos and drinks at players. Just a thought.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Mike Mann here, dusting off all the classics, and we're going to keep them rolling right now with this funny one from Slammy Sammy.
Now I'm going to leave all of you with a very special message. Hurricane, you can call them Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine main. Those little hurricanes, hurricane, they'll scramble up your brain, make you forget your name. They call them hurricane, hurricane.
Time for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays starting with Friday the 24th. Actor Misha Barton is turning 34. Ashley in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, actor and singer Tatiana Ali, 41. Actor Ed Helms, 46. Part of the Dungeon family in the ATL with Outkast here, singer Sleepy Brown is hitting the big 5-0. For Red Sox fans, singer Neil Diamond, 79. And singer Aaron Neville. Man, that was the cut on Wyclef's Carnival Mona Lisa. One of the Neville brothers, Aaron, also 79. And on Saturday, sorry, beautiful song, had to let it go. Try Sleeping with a Broken Heart. Singer, songwriter Alicia Keys will be turning 40. And the grandma in Black-ish, also in Sister Act and Beaches, TV, movie, and Broadway actor Jennifer Lewis will be 67. I'm leaving out a few to not go too long, but on Sunday the 26th. When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over. You know, we call Reverend Kirk Franklin a singer, but he's really like an MC. Reverend Kirk Franklin is turning 55. The other guy in Wham, guitarist, singer, and the late George Michael's old friend, Andrew Ridgeley, they'll be 62. And soul to soul singer and producer, Jazzy B, also 62. Comedian, actor, and former talk show host Ellen DeGeneres will be 67. And on Monday, comedian and actor Patton Oswalt will be 56. And used to love this song. An old friend called it my vampire music. Rapper Tricky will be 57. Actor Alan Cumming, 60. Actor Bridget Fonda, 61. TV host and former ESPN anchor Keith Olbermann, 66. On Tom Cruise's ex, actor Mimi Rogers, 69. Ballet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov, 77. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, the only original still with the group, he'll be 81 Monday, and actor James Cromwell will be 85. And that does it for another Real Pod Newscast. You know, so great to hear back from folks enjoying this mini-cast of fun. And, hey, those who do not like it, I'd love to hear from you, too. Takes all kinds. And the show is now up on YouTube, on top of where podcasts are potting. So have a great weekend. Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Commanders. Some great playoff football to watch Sunday. Talk to you Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.